AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden met with Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen at the White House.
My plan is to address inflation. It starts with a simple proposition. Respect the Fed. Respect the Fed's independence, which I have done and will continue to do.
Last year, Biden said he didn't want such meetings to avoid being seen as telling them what they should and shouldn't do. Investigators in Texas say a teacher did not leave a door propped open before the 18-year-old gunman entered Robb Elementary School in Uvalde. The door apparently didn't lock after she closed it while she was on the phone to 911 reporting the gunman running toward the school. There were multiple mass shootings over the Memorial Day weekend. A pre-dawn shooting at a festival in Oklahoma left 7 wounded, 1 dead. An altercation between 2 groups in Chattanooga turned to gunfire. 6 children from 13 to 15 were wounded. 4 people are dead in a likely murder-suicide early this morning in a home near Grand Rapids, Michigan.
The initial indication is that this was a domestic situation, and the adult male shot and killed 3 female victims before shooting himself.
Wyoming, Michigan Public Safety Chief Kimberly Kosser on WZZM-TV. Investigators say the man killed his girlfriend and 2 of her daughters before killing himself. 2 girls, ages 13 and 11, were killed. 3 other children, ages 9, 5, and 2, were found unharmed. Peter Navarro, the former aide to President Donald Trump, has been subpoenaed to appear before a grand jury this week, part of the Justice Department's investigation of the January 6, 2021 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. The first such instance of federal prosecutors seeking testimony from someone inside the Trump administration. Navarro, meanwhile, is suing the House Select Committee, which has also subpoenaed him. That committee is investigating the worst attack on the Capitol since the War of 1812. This is AP News. An action by a Supreme Court justice could delay the Senate Republican primary vote count in Pennsylvania.
The Supreme Court is temporarily blocking the counting of some mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania. There's a tight Republican Senate primary between former hedge fund CEO David McCormick and celebrity heart surgeon Dr. Mehmet Oz. An order from Justice Samuel Alito paused a lower court ruling in a lawsuit over a disputed 2021 local court election that would have allowed the counting of mail-in ballots that lacked a handwritten date. The Pennsylvania law requires voters to write a date on the envelope in which they mail in their ballots, but the envelope is postmarked by the post office and time-stamped by counties when they receive it. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A former elected county official in Hawaii is sentenced to 20 years in prison for leading a drug trafficking ring. Arthur Brunn pleaded guilty to selling methamphetamine to support his drug habit. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.